The Environmental Protection Agency has released a fairly stark report on drinking water quality from private supplies. One in 20 samples were contaminated with E. coli. That's the bacteria associated with faeces. Overall water quality from private supplies was 10 times worse than public supplies. There's been no improvement in recent years. And government money that's available to clean up the water in private supplies is not being used. For more, Noel Byrne, Programme Manager with the EPA, is on the line. It is a pretty stark report, Noel Byrne.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, look, the EPA launched their 2021 report on drinking water quality and private water supplies. And this includes, I suppose, the private groups schemes, which serve approximately 2,000 people in rural communities. And the report also covers the small private supplies, which are your business, such as hotels or schools, who have their own drinking water supplies, such as a well. Now, what the report does highlight is that the water quality in private supplies hasn't improved in recent years. And as you correctly said, with 1 in 20 contaminated with E. coli in 2021, affecting roughly around 6,000 people, and that's compared to 1 in 200 for public supplies. The report also highlights there were 1,700 small private supplies, and over part of these were not monitored, which really provides no assurance that a supply is safe to consume. And lastly, then I say, look, yes, we did see that 60% of the government funding that was available wasn't used to address the problems.
We've a wee bit of dropout on the line. Just to give us those numbers again, 1,700 private wells.
Yeah, 1,700 small private supplies, a quarter of those were not monitored, which provides no assurance that a supply is safe to consume, for people to consume.
So whose responsibility is this?
Well, when you look at the responsibility, there's three key players really involved. The water supplier, first and foremost, they must ensure that the supply is safe to drink. So what we're saying today is, look, at 1 in 20 of these supplies were contaminated last year. And we are seeing supplies that are, if you like, repeat failures. So we kind of see Clare Tuam in Galway or Town of Wylie in Donegal. And these have failed over the past couple of years. So it's the actions really with the water supplier, first and foremost. From the local authority perspective, they're the regulator in the space. The local authority need to ensure that supplies are registered and that they're monitored. And then, and if a supplier fails to take action to resolve a non-compliance, they can actually step in and take enforcement action. And then finally, there's the department. They're providing the funding to support this sector. Now, the department are completing a review of rural water services, and really the purpose of that is to provide direction and support to water suppliers. So what we do need to see, though, is to see that that review completed and then recommendations highlighted that will improve drinking water quality in this sector. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for example, you know, what steps need to be taken to ensure that actually this funding is drawn down and is used by people who have non-compliant supplies?
Well, who does that funding go to? Does it go to the local authorities? Does it go to the water companies directly?
Well, when we call them local companies, these are rural group schemes. So they're a group of people who've come together, generally forming a cooperative. That's how they're set up. And it's those people who can draw down the funding. And I say, look, today we're focusing on, really, it's on the 5% that are non-compliant. Those ones, and we see some repeat offenders, say, look, if you have a problem, and look, if you are a member of the rural community that's on one of these supplies that are failing, and, you know, these supplies now are highlighted in a report, they're on our website today, you know, ask the question, why is my supply failing? What needs to be done about it? You know, there is funding there. Go seek the support of the local authority. There's also the National Federation of Group Water Schemes that provide support to this sector. So seek the support of these people. They will help you get the funding if you need it, and then we'll see these addressed. But as our
concern, your advice to anyone around the country, sorry, no, your advice to anyone around the country listening is, if you're on a private water supply, go to the EPA report and check what's known about the quality of the supply in your area. Is that right?
Absolutely, and you will see there, and the results are there, you will see if your supply is compliant, and 95% of them are compliant, which was quite good. It's that 5%, if you're part of that 5% or some of those 6,000 people that are on those supplies that are failing, you need to ask the question why and what needs to be done, just to make sure you get the right quality of water that you should, you know, that water should be safe to consume.
Noel Byrne, Environmental Protection Agency Programme Manager, thank you very much indeed for talking to us about that. And the